Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Well, good morning. It is Saturday morning. I never go live on Saturday morning, but I am going to go live today. I'm sitting out here totally with a message on my heart. And quite honestly, as I was praying through the message, I thought, no, I don't want to go live. I don't want to go live about it. And I'm sitting here on a Saturday morning, August the 22nd, 2020. And I want to start this by saying, I want to introduce myself. My name is Robbie Page. I am a 48-year-old woman who lives in Texas. I'm not Democratic. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm awake. That's really what I am. And I'm a Mexican woman. I was raised Mexican on the border of Mexico. My mom is 100% Mexican. My dad is white. And I was raised with one of the largest Mexican families in the South. And so I've been fluent my whole entire life, really until lately, to be quite honest. It's like once my mom passed, I kind of forgot how to speak fluent Spanish. You know, it's the typical if you don't use it, right? Nonetheless, my grandmother spoke fluent Spanish, and so we had to speak fluent Spanish. And so I'm a Mexican woman, 48 years old. I have two boys. I've been married for 25 years to a Polish man. And one of my greatest things about my life is the victories in my life. And so Brian and I, in our journey together, 25 years together, we have filed for bankruptcy and we have had tax liens and we have been foreclosed on twice. We've basically lived in the gutter, literally with the rats, okay? I remember my sister coming and filling our refrigerators with groceries so that we could have food to eat. I remember running out of gas in the middle of the road. I remember hiding my cars so that nobody came to pick them up. I remember figuring out how to rob Peter to pay Paul. I remember being in the shower when Riley, our youngest, who is almost 17 now, was probably 6 weeks old, and I was washing my hair and our water got cut off. And my hair was full of shampoo, and we had no water. I remember our electricity getting cut off multiple times. I remember the IRS knocking at our door. I remember all those things. And so I say that a lot of you may not know. I remember burying our child, 21 years ago now. I remember all the things. And all that took place in the United States of America. All that did. All that took place under a president of some sort. I'm not real sure which president it was because I haven't gone back because I'm the most non-political political person you'll ever meet. And so I went back through my journey, and this morning I was so convicted, and I knew I had to come share this with someone. Because I'm 48 years old today, walk through chaos under someone's presidency. And the reason I don't know which presidency it was is because I don't blame a president for my financial state. I don't blame a president for 9/11. I don't blame a president when the dot-com busted. And so today at 48 years old, I still don't blame a president. Now, of course, we got ourselves together and we went on to make millions and bring us out of absolute financial chaos. And we learned who the God of God is. We learned what love really meant. We learned what faith meant. We learned what doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do meant. We learned what drawing circles means. We learned how to honor because favor will fall on those who honor the king. And so it wasn't a president that changed our life. It wasn't a president that took us from bankrupt to riches. It wasn't a president or a political alignment that changed things for us. It was Brian and Robbie Page. And it was Brian and Robbie Page and what we believe to be true. And it was Brian and Robbie Page learning how to think for ourselves. And it was Brian and Robbie Page learning how to break generational curses. And it was Brian and Robbie Page looking back behind us and realizing that the life that we had been given wasn't the life that we had to live. And it wasn't a president, and it wasn't a governor, and it wasn't all of that. It was Brian and Robbie Page that made decisions to make ourselves great. And so I sit here today, August the 22nd, 2020, and I'm still going to say Black Lives Matter. I'm still going to say White Lives Matter. I'm still going to say Mexicans matter. I'm still going to say Asians matter. I'm still going to say Native Americans matter. I'm still going to say Indians matter. I'm still going to say this country matters. I'm still going to say a five-year-old shot execution style matters. I'm still going to say a seven-year-old that got a hat knocked off his head and his sign torn matters. I'm still going to say that every single person I've ever met in my entire life, no matter your race, no matter your color, no matter your political affiliation, matters. It all matters to me. And I can tell you guys, police matter. Attorneys matter. Politicians matter. Teachers matter. Classrooms matter. Essential workers matter. Non-essential workers matter. You matter. And I'm sitting here today, and I just asked a friend of mine, Cheryl, this morning, sometimes I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Do you guys feel that way? Does anybody else feel that way? Sometimes I wake up and I think, am I living in the Twilight Zone? And then I have to stop and I have to look at everything around me. And it goes back to the book that Andy Andrews wrote, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You lie to them. You lie to them. How do you kill 11 million people? So how, back during the Holocaust times, how did a handful of people kill 11 million people? How? Have you guys ever thought about that in the Holocaust? How? How did not 11 million people charge 100 guards? Sure, some of them would have been shot. Let's just be extreme. So if they killed 11 million people, let's just give them 500 soldiers. 11 million people against 500 soldiers. wow, how did 500 kill 11 million people? Because you lied to them. So let's just say, let's take 11 million. Let's just say 5 million of those people would have been shot by 500 soldiers. Then 5 million would have survived. No. What happened? What happened in the Holocaust? What happened? You lied to them. You lied to them. And so, you guys, I just want to come to you today, and I want to say to you guys, the reason I can stand up here and I can say all Black Lives Matter, as I watch Michelle Obama at the DNC go live from her $11 million home at Martha Vineyard. I mean, poor Black Lives Matter too, sis. You guys talk about white privilege. I mean, that's a privilege. I don't know about you guys, but... I would love to have a house at Martha Vineyards. I don't know about y'all. I mean, take me to the Hamptons. I mean, can I have a house up there, please? Yeah, for sure. White lives matter. All Black lives matter. Every single one. Michelle Obama sitting in her $11 million mansion at Martha Vineyards. And the poor Black life matter. The rich white lives matter. And the poor white lives matter. The rich Mexicans matter and the poor Mexicans matter. The rich Asians matter and the poor Asians matter. The rich Indians matter and the poor Indians matter. The rich Native Americans matter and the poor Indians matter. Everybody matters, y'all. Last I check, if we go to prison, there's every race there. I mean, I don't know about you, but do you ever watch Live PD? Where's my Roslyn friend? She knows what I'm talking about. I mean, last time I checked on Live PD, it's not just Black guys. It's white, Asian, Mexican. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you watch any of the Lockup, go watch it on Netflix. There's plenty. I mean, last I checked, there's races of all kinds. So what do we do? I think we've gone past the lie to them stage. I think we're past the lie to them stage, and I think we're in the instill hate stage. You know, I didn't watch the DNC, but I have decided during this absolute twilight zone that I feel like we're living in to pay attention myself. I don't want to hear the media. I don't want to hear what the media is talking about. When we start realizing Facebook is censored, like they no longer allow us to talk about sex trafficking. What? When Facebook is censored and they get rid of hashtags, children matter. And when you can't talk about natural healing and they don't want you to talk about cures for cancer. They don't want you to, nothing. Okay. So anyway, so once we realize we're past the lie to them stage, right? We're past the lie to them stage. We're past the censor them stage. Now we're in the hate, H-A-T stage, hate. And I didn't watch that. I love Tucker Carlson. I don't know about you guys. So he's on Fox News. That's about the only media that I will watch. And I was shocked that there was nothing about, again, remember, I'm not Democrat, I'm not Republican, I'm awake. That's what I am. I'm not going to vote because of my party. I'm going to vote, quite honestly, to what's best for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Because we're making decisions for how we feel. We're not thinking ahead. We're not thinking, what are we leaving to our children, you guys? We're not thinking, what are our grandkids going to live in? We're not thinking of a real-life modern Handmaid's Tale. We're not thinking of a real-life Hunger Games. We're not thinking of what a real Holocaust would look like. We're not thinking of what it's going to look like when we all have to go live on properties and hide our children because they're being sold for sex. We're not thinking of what that's going to look like when we're rationed like the Russians were with food and that we have to figure out what we're going to do. We're not thinking because we're so busy trying to be right. We're so busy trying to take a political stance. You guys, it's not about being Democrat or Republican. It's about wake the heck up. I don't want to listen. I want to watch. I'm watching. I think it's very interesting that the blue states are on fire and dying. Oh my God, I love Chicago. I love Chicago. The very mayor who defunded the police asked for police protection because she deserves it around her home. Wake up, people. Isn't that funny how all these riots, all this hate, all this beating of old people, all this murdering, all this burning of federal buildings, all this abuse of children is all blue. I'm aware of that. And then you look at the Republicans and I think they're talking policies. Like the DNC, they were talking hate, blame it on the president, hate. I don't care what political party I am. I thought, whoa, seed, hate, poor us, hate, poor you, hate, poor you, hate, poor us, hate. And then I'm watching the other side and I'm thinking they're having boat rallies. they're having red, white, blue rallies. They're talking actual policies. They're trying to make America great again. I'm telling you. Again, I want to remind you, I'm not blue and I'm not red. I'm awake and I'm a legacy thinker and I'm trying to figure out what is best for Reagan and Riley's children and what is best for what my great grandkids will live in. And I don't know about you, but I don't want hate. I don't want hate. I don't want blame. I don't want hate. I don't want mandatory. I don't want mandatory shots in my children. I already don't vaccinate my children. Like, can you fathom? You cannot go to school unless you get a shot. You cannot travel. You cannot go anywhere unless you get a shot. Fear, hate. You guys, I really truly believe that if we as a country were to say, like Brian and I have been saying, I don't wear a mask. Especially as you're listening to the real facts, not the media facts, because they want you to believe we're all dying. We're not. I just had a conversation with a nurse. And they had a heart attack patient come in. They called it a gripper. And he said, that's when you, and you have a heart attack. Boom. And the ambulance comes and you're already red zone, but they pump you and try to bring you back. And he didn't make it. And they stuck a COVID stick on him. $37,000 they got for that death. They had a stage 4 cancer die. Stuck a COVID stick. That's what they call it. A COVID stick death, $37,000. Like he's truly processing leaving the profession because the amount of lies. Listen, I'm not saying COVID is not a real virus. I'm not saying that. So is the flu. So is pneumonia. allergies are real. Heart attacks are real. I mean, can we focus on cancer just for 1 year? Please. I've lost way too many people I love with cancer. I just found out one of our good friends has stage 4 throat cancer, and they're having to put a feeding tube down his throat. And he's got like 4 or 5 children, and all of a sudden, like, it's a matter of days. Can we focus on cancer, maybe? Can we all be this passionate about cancer? Do you know anybody who's died of cancer? How many people do you know that have died of cancer? Mm. 25, 30? Gosh, and that's just in my, you know, that's just in my close area. 25, 30, cancer? Anybody? Do you guys know anybody that's died of cancer? Yeah. Personally? That I talked on the phone with? That I've had dinner with? My mom? Okay, oh, wait. Do I know anybody who's died of cancer that I know their child or their wife? Or I know of them? I know them by name? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I do. Do I know anyone that's died of COVID? Nope, not one. Nope, mm-mm. And here's what you know, there's no doubt when they die of cancer. No doubt. There's no doubt when someone dies of cancer. There's no confusion. Did they have a heart attack or was it cancer? Did they get hit by a car or was it cancer? I don't know. We're so confused. Was it cancer? I thought they had cancer. No, they didn't have cancer? I didn't know they had cancer. Yeah, we don't question people dying with cancer. But I don't know. I really wish our country would focus on cancer for a year. So all that to be said, you guys, I want to say this to you again. This is the most political, non-political live I think I've ever done. I think we're past the killing 11 million people by lying to them. I think we're into the how do you kill 11 million people? You instill hate in them. Because I don't know about you guys, it's no longer about the policeman anymore. I don't know what planet you live on that you really believe you don't need police. But if you really believe you don't need police, I hope you understand the depths of you've been lied to. Again, like the mayor of Chicago, she wants to defund the police. But yet she took a stance for herself yesterday that she called the police to protect her home because she deserves protection. What? What? So I don't know what planet you live on that you truly believe this is about police and you don't need them. I don't know what planet you live on that you've bought into so much hate. I would love to just hear one blue side talk about the greatness that they've ever done and that they will continue to do, not how much they hate our president. I feel bad for Trump, you guys. I'm telling you, reminder, I'm not blue, I'm not red. I'm awake. I feel terrible for Trump. He will go down probably as the most hated president. No, that's not true. Loudly, right? We all know. You guys, raise your hand if you're fully aware that the haters are louder than the lovers. Do we know that? We all know that, right? We can stand and we can understand that. The haters are louder than the lovers because somewhere in this country, the barkers get all the attention. The barkers get all the attention, right? But there's no media attention for peace. There's no media attention for peaceful riots. There's no media attention for peaceful boat rides. I mean, I don't know about you, but we didn't see that on the news. I thank God I follow the Trump family or I wouldn't have seen that on the news. There's no for unity on policemen helping women have babies on the streets after they defund the police because they're laying on the ground having a baby. I mean, thank God for the cop. Right? There's no media coverage of the women who got raped and the policeman had to step in because they're screaming for help and it's the duty of a policeman around. No. There's no media for love and there's no media for peace and there's no media for truth. And so I want to encourage you guys as we sit here today, August 22nd, 2020, I truly believe that Trump will go down as the president that exposed what all of us, including myself, want to be like those monkeys that I love so much on Bitmoji. No, I don't want to see. No, please don't tell me that. Oh my God, that's terrible. I believe 2020 will go down as the three monkeys that I love so much in our Bitmojis. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it, and I don't want to talk about it. But you know what? That's not my right as someone. Oh, hold on. I was going to say, as someone who loves Jesus with all my heart. Then at the DNC, this is probably what flicked me, and it broke my heart, to be quite honest. So as if lying's not enough and instilling hate is not enough, the pastor at the DNC conference, or whatever those things are called, actually said that if you don't vote for Biden, you're going to hell. Did y'all know he actually said that? If you don't vote for Biden, you're going to hell. That made me want to run to the bathroom and throw up. If you don't vote for Biden, you're going to hell. Whoa. So now we're going to pull the religious card. Well, I'll pull the religious card. Okay. Y'all want me to pull it? I'll pull it real quick. Jesus stood for truth. Jesus stood for peace. Jesus stood for fruits. Jesus stood for all people. Jesus stood for health, to cleanse the sick. Jesus stood for wealth. Jesus stood for the poor. Jesus would have never come out of the DNC and knocked a red hat off of a 7-year-old's head and taken it and ripped his signs up. Jesus would have never done that. Jesus would have never sold children for sex. Jesus would have never, ever, ever turned away business because of your political belief. Jesus would have never taught their employees, like Goodyear just did, about if they're wearing an All Lives Matter hat, they're not welcome here. If they're wearing a police support of any kind, they're not welcome here. No, Jesus would have never done that. I mean, I don't know. My Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of God, would have never done that. Never done that. Jesus would not have stood for aborted babies all the way to the 9-month. Jesus would not stand for, I'll stop there. So today isn't about politics. Today is about my heart for you. My heart for you. My heart for this country. Here's what this has exposed in me. I am deeply patriotic. Deeply patriotic. I didn't realize how patriotic I was. Deeply patriotic, as my American flag hangs right there. And I deeply love people. And I want to share something with you guys. I walked out here this morning. I'm at the lake. We had a violent storm come through the other night. Violent. A lot of docks were broken. Literally, docks were floating in the water after the storm. 80 mile an hour winds. Very, very violent storm. Our ladder to get out of the water was broken. Our garage doors to our boathouse were broken. My flowers were thrown everywhere. Like, we came back to a little bit of a disaster, but nothing was hurt. And I walked out here. That flag was still there. That flag was broken, was torn. The pole broke, and Brian had to go find it. He had to get a new pole. He had to fix it. But that flag was still there. And in the quiet time of this morning, that spoke to me, and I thought, our country's still here. We're going to be just fine. God bless America. God bless President Trump. God bless every single person, no matter their political association, that stands for truth, that stands for Jesus, that stands for babies, that stands for mamas, that stands for daddies, that stands for truth, peace, that stands for love, that stands for hope. Somewhere, pride and control took over this country. And I don't believe we're all coming to an end. I really don't. But I do believe, I'm speaking to myself, I've had it really easy politically, if I can be honest with you. I've never been fussed about politics. I've never really watched anything. I've never researched who to vote for most of my life. I asked my dad, who do I need to vote for? I know, I'm not real proud of that, but whatever, right? That's kind of how I've always been. But that's not the right that I have right now. That's not the luxury that I get right now. That's not the comfort that I get right now. I'm having to wake up. I'm having to pay attention. I'm having to read. I'm having to listen. I'm having to watch. I'm having to allow my discernment to kick in. I'm having to pray and ask God to show me things I would have never known without him. I don't have the luxury anymore of just saying, hey, who do I vote for? Who do you guys think I should vote for? Okay, that sounds good. Mm-mm. So I think this is good for all of us, if I can be honest with you guys. It's not fun. It's not funny. It's not easy. But I think it's good for us, you guys. Turn off the news. Go follow people you trust. Pay attention to what's going on. And when you smell hate and you smell dissension, and you smell greed, and you smell control, pay attention to that. When you see peace, when you see love, see, something about evil makes the hair on the back of our neck stand up. Something about watching that little boy's hat get knocked off his head. I thought, first of all, if that would have been Reagan and Riley acting such a full as they left the DNC. Holy cow. And then I had to realize what we have to do is we have to go into these places and we've got to figure out, why are these kids so angry? Why are these kids believing that their greatest day is rioting and their greatest day is marching for 4 weeks with no job, with no income? Like, where's the love of the mother and the father? Jesus, don't take the will. We need some spankings with those chanclas is what we need. Listen, I've got to figure out, who do we need to love? Because I can assure you, they were in their 20s. Came out of that DNC and hit that little boy in the head, took his sign and ripped it. To me, that's not about politics. The hate will find the hate. Hurt people will hurt people. So maybe we don't need to blame that on Trump. That all, if you're in your 20s and that's what you're possible of, you're capable of doing, that has nothing to do with Trump, y'all. I'm so sorry. Hit red alert. That has nothing to do with Trump. If you can burn down people's businesses and kick an old man in the face, a black old man, by the way, who was a retired police officer, bless his poor heart, he had just retired, black man, by the way, and you murdered him on the streets, that's not Trump. That's not Trump, just so you guys know. So maybe we have a lot of work to do, but I believe it's doable. Because I believe in a God that will literally snap his fingers. And there will be the greatest awakening. If you don't follow Pastor Jimmy Pruitt, I want you guys to go follow Pastor Jimmy Pruitt. He's praying for a revival. He's praying for an awakening. He's praying for an outpouring of the Spirit. And I have joined him in that. I am praying, blow mighty breath of God, move upon this place. Go listen to the song, Blow Mighty Breath of God. Everyone, please go listen to that song by Jesus Culture. Blow Mighty Breath of God. There is a cloud beginning to swell. Go listen to Blow Mighty Breath of God. There is a cloud. Go follow Pastor Jimmy Pruitt. I'm praying for a revival, and here's what I know. I personally think this is testing ground for us, and I accept the call. And my heart was rattling this morning in the shower. I was shaking. And I was like, no, God, I don't want to go live. I don't want to go live. It's never fun. And he said, but it's always good. Girls, we need to be good. Guys, we need to be good. Greatness waits you. Our greatest days are still ahead of us. And I believe without the shadow of a doubt, I know, buddy. I know, baby. It's my birds. I believe without the shadow of a doubt that this is testing ground for us. Do we truly rise up? Do we truly take a stance? Or do we cower down to people who are going to worry about what I think, I'm going to worry about what people think if I love the police. I love the police. Don't mess with the police. I love the police. I love military men and women. I love the National Guard. I love President Trump. I love me. I love you. I love peace. I love love. I love children. I love all the things. I remember, if you didn't watch me from the beginning, go listen to my story, okay? I think this is testing ground for us, you guys. I think God is saying, where is my army? If there's a storm all around us, and we are to, what would Jesus do? Don't we love to wear that bracelet? What would Jesus do, everyone? If there's a storm brewing all around us, what did he do? He stood up and he said to the storm, stop. What would Jesus do, you guys? He wouldn't cower down. He would love. It's not taking a political stance. Love. If you don't watch my Insta stories, I'll teach you how to love. Go watch them. I lead with love. Blind eyes open, deaf ears to open. I want blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear. Dry bones to awaken. I think this is a testing ground for us, guys. We love Jesus. We love the church. We love to wear scripture. We love to quote scripture. But did you take a stand for the police? Did you take a stand for truth? Did you take a stand for the little 7-year-old boy, the little 5-year-old boy, police, retired police officer, the black man that was killed by black people? Do we take a stand for him? Do we take a stand for the little girl, the little black girl that was shot? Do we take a little, I mean, but we're going to take a stand. Let's just take a stand, everyone. I take a stand for love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Because those, friends, are fruits of living in the Spirit of God. I love America. God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her. I love you guys. I want you to know that. Your family matters. Your profession matters. Your businesses matter. Your integrity matters. Your vote matters. Your voice matters. And most importantly, your love matters. Choose this day who you will serve. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't serve a God of hate. That was the first clue for me. God bless America, everyone. Robbie Page, not Democrat, not Republican, but awake. I'm a Mexican woman who loves people, every person. If they're breathing, I love them. If they've since died, I loved them. And if they're not born yet, I love them. We're going to be all right, you guys. We're going to be all right. But did you pray? Happy Saturday. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.